So hear me out for a second. I think we need to reconsider what we've always called the American dream. Not because it's bad, but because dreams change and evolve. You see, when I was turning 30, I thought to myself, I need to buy a house to feel like an adult. Buying a house is the American dream. I should buy a house. I actually knew very little about buying a house. I should have probably been more informed in this respect. I learned about things like the mortgage interest tax credit and first-time homebuyer credit and even how mortgages are handled all during that process. But at its core, I kept thinking, well, I need to buy a house because that's what we do in this country. You know, if I had taken the money that I had for a down payment and invested it in Amazon instead, I would have created about 3 to 4 times as much wealth as I did based on buying a home. And by wealth, I just mean increase in monetary value. You see, I was going by an outmoded notion of what the American dream meant. And for the longest time, buying a home signified the American dream because it signified steady growth of wealth and income and assets. It was something that you could invest in over time that would bear returns. But that was 1960. And we don't actually educate our population now about how to grow their wealth, about how to handle their money. We talk about 401ks, but if you ask anyone under the age of 30 or anyone under the age of 40 whether they ever expect to be able to retire, the vast majority of them will say no or aren't planning or don't even know how you would go about doing it. The thing is, we need to take a minute to define, based on the economics of today, the society of today, what we ask of our people and what we tell them will help them in the future, what they should prepare for, what they should do, how they should behave, the things that they should buy. And the answer is, I don't know if homeownership should actually be a goal. Is it good for the country's economy? Yes. Is it good for the country's people? Not everyone. You see, in addition to homeownership, there are lots of ways to invest your money. You can invest them in mutual funds on a conservative level. You can invest in the stock market on an aggressive level. Even if you just paced the stock market over the last couple of years, you would do better than homeownership values, home values in the vast majority of markets around this country. So if your goal was just to create wealth, your financial advisor might tell you that may not be the best move. Now, if you want to create an emotional sense of stability, a place that you feel is home, if there's other reasons you want to buy a home, that's good too. But I choose homeownership because it's something that we can quantify about the reasons we do it, the economic impact, the economic value. But in reality, it's representative of a larger consideration, a larger concern. How do we approach the future? How do we tell our children what they should approach the future as? How do we define what our goals should be? We talk a lot about being able to send every American to college, but not everyone wants to go to college. Some people want vocational training. Some people want a 2-year technical degree. Some jobs don't require college. Some jobs do. Some jobs require 2 PhDs. Like, there's a difference. There's a range. We need to help our people understand what's best for them and realize that what's best for them is best for us as a country. We don't engage in those conversations anymore. We don't train people. We don't have those conversations around the dinner table, if the dinner table even exists in a home. And those homes themselves have changed. We need to stop thinking about the American dream in the sense of what it was in the 1950s and the 1960s and start thinking about what the American dream can be today. Because the 1950s created today. Everything they did then fueled who we are today. And yes, there are lots of problems that we have to solve, but there's a lot of progress we've made. There's a lot of growth, a lot of opportunity, a lot of transformation of society, a lot of things that we are doing and being better about. So maybe if we just take a beat and think collectively as a society about the things that are important to us now and the society that we want to create, we can engineer an American dream for the future that is good, not just for the people who were growing up in 1950, but for the people who are going to grow up in the next decade too. That redefinition of the American dream, whether it's buying a home or renting an apartment for the rest of your life and investing in mutual funds or indexed funds offshore, or however you decide, is representative of just a larger transformation in realizing that times change, and so we and our dreams should too. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to The World According to Craig. This is just my opinion, and I hope maybe you'll agree, and even if you don't, that we can have a dialogue about it. Because in a world according to Craig, the world is better when we're talking with each other rather than at each other.